The music in the Valley Concert Series, which takes place at St. John's Church on Butler Road, is going to be presenting a concert on Sunday, December the 2nd at 5:30 p.m. This is called Love Songs in Winter. And I have in the WBJC studio to talk about this the artistic director of the series, Benjamin Buchanan, also one of the singers on the program, Melissa Wimbish. Thank you both so much for coming and great to see you.
You too. Thanks for having us.
So, Ben, I'm thinking that one of the really exciting things about being an artistic director is selecting the people that you're going to invite to the program. And I know this has been a little bit of a movable feast. So just tell me how you go about melding people together for programs.
So you're right. It is a lot of fun. The Music in the Valley season is a set of six concerts, and one of them is recurring each year. And so it's like, I have five concerts. What do I want to put in them? And Music in the Valley has been offering very high quality chamber music for so long that the voice has not always been present from season to season. And so I'm thrilled that this season we have two fantastic rising opera stars coming in, Melissa Wimbish and Billy Davenport. And I can't think of a better pianist for them to be working with than Eileen Cornett from Peabody. And it's going to be a really great concert.
Melissa, I'm thinking that from your point of view, one of the wonderful things about being a singer is putting together the repertoire. So which love songs in winter are you wanting to highlight here?
I'm really excited to sing some Harold Arlen songs that I've been dying to sing my entire life. One of the first CDs I ever got was Audra McDonald's How Glory Goes. And we are taking some of the tunes from that CD. I Had Myself a True Love from St. Louis Woman and I Never Has Seen Snow. And I Never Has Seen Snow fits the whole winter theme. And then we're going to be moving on to some West Side Story, Romeo and Juliet. So a nice little mashup there of those two stories.
Tell me about the way that your approach to a song changes with different collaborators.
Well, I worked with Eileen as a student, so it's really great now to be a grown-up working with her. And, you know, singing with Billy is incredible. I get to do a lot of contemporary opera. And funny enough, a lot of the contemporary opera I've done has been like one woman shows. So getting to share the stage with a really magnificent tenor like Billy is fantastic. It really pushes me to sing in a way that I don't always get to sing. Yeah, it makes me feel like a real pro.
So Ben, I'm feeling as if you've been the artistic director now for a couple of years. So how have you found that the season has been developing in the time that you've been there?
Well, I think I'm still getting a read on that. But the feedback that I get is that people just love coming out to St. John's. Sometimes it's a pilgrimage from a totally different part of the county or the city. Sometimes it's just from right down the road. And coming out for the whole experience of the nature of the setting, the wonderful music and the dinner, of course. You know, it's there aren't many chamber series in this area of Baltimore County, and people seem to really be drawn to just the setting and the vibe of the whole show.
So this is Love Songs in Winter. It's a program coming up with Music in the Valley Concert Series at St. John's Church. That's 3738 Butler Road in Reisterstown. More information is on their website, stjohnswrp.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the artistic director of the Music in the Valley Concert Series, Benjamin Buchanan, also Melissa Wimbish, certainly no longer even a rising star, but really a star. Great to welcome you too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.